Boo.
Oh, hi, sweet thing. What are you doing all by yourself on All Hallows Eve? Oh, you're just lying in bed like you could sleep through the most haunted night of the year. I guess that will do just fine for me, though. I think it will make seducing you that much easier. You know, this is already a demon's favorite night of the year to secure their life force. Yes, you're a life force. But it will be mine soon. Oh. You know, you seem rather unfazed. Are you a bit slow, dear? Shall I explain it to you? Or should I just show you instead? Yes. I am a succubus. You're familiar with my kind, then. I suppose if you are, you would recognize me by my horns and tail, huh? Or perhaps you just simply knew that a succubus should be tantalizing, and you already find me irresistible. Yes, I have come to take your life force by, yes, having sex with you. Yes, that is correct. It won't hurt you, per se, but you will be left with less life for yourself. Why do you seem so unbothered by that? And how do you know all of this already? And actually, why do you look so eager? Oh. What you think I am? Unthreatening. Darling, I'm a demon. You're supposed to be scared, or maybe just entranced by me. At least a little. Well, now, honestly, you're really just pissing me off now. Oh, no, I'm not leaving. I have come for your vitality, and I do not intend to leave without it. Oh, shut up, human. Disrobe for me and beg for my forgiveness. Oh, fuck. Of course. You're already naked under those covers. Have you already been touching yourself too? Oh, Satan. You know, I have like an entire routine of disrobing, revealing my pierced nipples and huge tits. It's usually like a real eye catcher. Fine. I guess we're skipping all of that. No, lie back. You will pleasure me with your tongue while I sit astride your face until I'm satisfied. All right? You can look up these tits that you missed out on while I get off. I said shut up. Do I need to shove your face in my pussy for you? Oh, yeah, right there. And more tongue. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels good. You're doing better than I thought you would. I just thought an incompetent like you wouldn't know how to please me. Well, you know, being home on a night like tonight. Oh, so pathetic. And not even caring about your own life. Really, you turned out to be even more of a disaster than I thought. Oh, but I did think that you'd be entranced and moldable. But instead, when I arrived, you looked down on me. Oh, but I'm the one looking down at you now, huh? Oh, fuck. And as much as you've irritated me, to get this life force from you that I so desperately want, you need to release as well. Oh, but I'm only gonna touch you with my tail. And just slide it between your legs while I ride your face. And rub it along your cock. I can feel how warm you are here. Oh, yeah. How does it feel when my tail wraps around your cock like a snake? Squirming as it hugs your shaft. What about when it rises up to your tip? Does that feel good? Or does my pussy in your mouth distract you from your own pleasure? Maybe it heightens it. Does it drive you crazy knowing how wet you've made me? I hope you remember how good you feel right now after tonight. And remember that all it took was my tail to make you moan into my pussy like that. And remember that you could have had so much more. If you hadn't given me such a rude welcome. I could have driven you wild. Using all of my body to bring you pleasure. Oh my God. But maybe this will be a little lesson for you. Teach you to be. Teach you to have better manners. And turn you into a better, more productive member of your community. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm close. Oh, that's feeling too good. Oh, my God. Do you want me to come all over your face? Oh, wait. Oh, you don't get a choice. You just have to lie there and take it. Oh, I drown you in my cum. Oh, but don't forget. Oh, you have to come too. So stay focused. Be a good little loser and come with me, all right? You don't get to choose. You just have to come with me. Oh, fuck. Oh, like that. Oh, fuck. Like that. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Fuck. That felt way too good for having done so little. And your life force feels delicious. You really perked up. Oh, I'm so proud of you. No. Oh. But I really must be going. Maybe next time you'll welcome me more graciously. So that we can have a bit more fun. Oh, and if there is a next time, leave your window unlocked.